Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled The Reality of God in Our Lives.
So our Old Testament reading is taken from Exodus chapter 24.
Then God said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship at a distance. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him." Moses came and told the people all of the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 pillars corresponding to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed oxen as offerings of well-being to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he dashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." Moses took the blood and dashed it on the people and said, "See, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up. And they saw the Lord, and they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet there was something like a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. God did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. Also they beheld God, and they ate and they drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the covenant and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In our New Testament, in from Luke chapter 1.
Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hillside of Judea, where she entered Zachariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has formed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down the rulers from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty, and he has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you so very much. So yeah, my reflection is, it fills all those passages, including the psalm, is about remembering and giving thanks. The whole psalm says, give thanks, make known his deeds, rejoice. And it goes through some of its history of between Israel and God, starting with the call of Abraham, the story of Joseph, how from being imprisoned and enslaved, he became the ruler of Egypt and was an instrument of God to save not just the Egyptians, but his own family and across the world by ruling with wisdom and humility. And moving then to the story of Moses. And we stopped there, and now we are a bit further in that story in the Old Testament, with Moses receiving the 10 words, 10 commandments and the instructions. And they see it as good news. And they see as God caring for them and in a sense giving them a heavenly constitution, not laws and rules made by man, but designed by God himself to give them life, and they commit themselves to follow that way. And here we have two women, Elizabeth and Mary, who are filled with joy as the Holy Spirit kind of help them understand what is going on with their pregnancy, that God is bringing about his promises of deliverance, promises that have been waiting for a long time. And in a new series we're going to start when we finish to look at our church vision and values will be about the Holy Spirit. And we will ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And one of the signs of being filled as a church community with the Holy Spirit is that we will speak words of God, words that will encourage, strengthen, guide, and that will open our eyes. And that's what happened to Mary as she's filled, and to Elizabeth as they're both filled with the Holy Spirit. They proclaim God's words and God's plans out loud, the coming of the person who will be Jesus, our Savior. So it fits very well with what we've been exploring at church, what it means to be relevant to our friends and neighborhood. And that's to point to the reality of God in our own lives. When we look at our own lives, what can we see of God's goodness? What are the tangible realities of God that we might have seen in the past few months? What can we share with others? But also, I realize that we're not very good as Christians, certainly not me, to look back at our own Christian history and see how God has been faithful from the time of the first Christians, the apostle, and the start of the church, but throughout the centuries. And so it's good at least that in morning prayer, often we look at some key people in history and we celebrate how God has used them. And it's important. That's something at the heart of the Jewish faith. They always look back at their history, at Abraham and Joseph and Moses and the history of the kings. And we do that part as Christian too. But maybe we don't do often looking back at what has got done in the last 2,000 years. Sometimes we think it's just first century Christian and then us now. And maybe we are called also to look at our own history, the good and the bad, because that's part of Israel's. It's also about the failures of the kings and the failures of the people and the judgments of God, and but how God remained faithful to his covenant and sought always to bring back the people to himself. And so this is also for us to be brought back to him, intimacy with him in our relationship, and also clarity of purpose, so that we will be people who are expressing God's intentions to our friends, our community, and to this world.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.